The coldest air of the season is in place across the Northeast. We started off with temperatures below zero in just about all locations this morning. And of course, that howling wind made it feel much, much colder. We had wind chill values in the range of 15 below zero to as cold as 40 below zero across New York and western New England. It's a bit less harsh this afternoon, though it's still quite cold, with daytime high temperatures that are mainly in the teens. We still have enough of a breeze that it feels a few degrees cooler, and we're looking at a mixture of clouds and sun across the area. It's cloudier across the North Country, where we've seen some scattered snow showers through this afternoon, and it's a little bit brighter from the Capital Region and Mohawk Valley on south. As we work into tonight, we'll see another disturbance come at us from the west, so clouds will tend to thicken up pretty quickly. And with the clouds arriving, it won't be that cold tonight, especially compared to last night. Temperatures will not fall too far from where they have been this afternoon, so overnight low temperatures will generally be in the teens, with a few areas in the single digits. Now, as that disturbance does draw closer, we will increase the chances for snow. So by late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning, I'm expecting a round of light snow across our area. Snow will continue into the early part of the day tomorrow before ending during the middle to late portion of the morning, and then we'll see some sunshine by tomorrow afternoon, though some snow showers could linger across the North Country. The snow will be generally pretty light, ranging anywhere from a covering to an inch or two. A few spots north of the Mohawk could pick up 3 inches of snow, so it's not a great deal of snow, but the timing is such that it's very likely to have a pretty significant impact on tomorrow morning's commute. Tomorrow will be a windy day, a little bit less cold than today, with daytime highs in the 20s. We fall back into the teens again on Saturday, and then we come back up into the 20s on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, light snow likely mainly after midnight, low 7 to 14. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, snow likely during the morning, and a chance of afternoon snow showers, windy, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, light snow likely mainly after midnight, low 7 to 14. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, snow likely early, and a chance of afternoon snow showers, windy, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Increasing clouds tonight, light snow developing late at night, low 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light snow likely early, becoming partly sunny and windy, high in the middle to upper 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, thickening clouds tonight with light snow developing late at night, low in the upper single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light snow early, then becoming partly sunny and windy, high in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of snow showers north, high in the teens, and on Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.